Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson. I'm pleased to be joined by the newest Eagles wide receiver in Miles Austin. Miles, welcome to Philadelphia.
Well, thank you guys for having me. I'm super excited. Super excited.
You know, it took you a long time to see the light. And I'm just glad you finally came over from the dark side. It took you 8 years in Dallas, little time in Cleveland, but it was about time you came to Philadelphia. Now, I do have to remind you, and I'm sure you can recall this, what was your final offensive play as a member of the Dallas Cowboys?
I mean, I do remember that. I know the answer to that one. Yeah. And it actually was, unfortunately, an interception on a route we called 525 F post.
Not unfortunately for Eagles.
Oh, now it's for at the time.
I'm
a little stuck in both sides. But yeah, I was not my best route for sure. But I'm looking forward to cleaning those things up and getting right.
Miles, so you were against Chip Kelly in his first year in 2013. You got to see him from afar as a member of the Cleveland Browns. What attracted you to the Eagles and Chip Kelly?
I think a couple things did. I think proximity. I grew up in North Jersey. Went to school at Monmouth, which is probably about an hour and 20 minutes from here. And, I thought proximity was one. Another positive was just the fact that I felt like there's a great chance to win here. You know, I think there's a great team already. And I just wanted to add whatever I could add. I don't know exactly what that role is going to be or what the deal is going to be. But I know I can add something, and I wanted to be a part of that. And Demo, my man Demo came. You know, he gave me a rundown on
DeMarco Murray.
DeMarco Murray. We were pretty close in Dallas, and still are close now. And he was kind of talking me through his process when he was talking about the Eagles. So he was giving me honest feedback from his personal experience here. And I think hearing that honestly, without even stepping into my situation, helped me, choose this place. And I'm so fortunate and thankful that I did.
How much of the conversation during when you went to see UFC with him a couple weeks ago revolved around the Eagles? Because I was searching for some Eagles photos on our wire service, and a picture of you two at the UFC match came up. And I said to myself, I wonder if he might be, doing a little negotiating, do a little recruiting here.
We talked loosely about it that day. But that day was mainly, he's like super connected with the UFC guys. He's
really?
From Vegas. So, that day he was like, hey, man, I got tickets to this fight. And they were like the best seats I've ever sat in a UFC or any sporting event for that matter. But yeah, we spoke about it a little bit, but it wasn't like a point of emphasis that he was trying to
lure
do.
You to Philadelphia.
He just made the move that day. I think I remember it was either that day or the day before, and it was tough sledding for him right there, especially because he just got signed. Everyone's booing him, the whole deal. But he was telling me when he was getting booed, he was like, man, I'm going to come back and hopefully I can, do some big things, the two games we have against these guys who are booing me right now.
What do you think you can do in the two games against your former team now that you get to see them this season?
I try not to I don't have any negative feelings or anything. And I'm sure DeMarco, doesn't either towards Dallas. But I feel like in any game I get a chance to play. I'm obviously just going to try to put my best foot forward and do the best I can. I think Coach here talks about being on mission and being a better version of yourself than you were yesterday. And I think that's the approach that we're all going to take as a team here. And I'm going to take it to heart personally and try to be better than I was the day before. And hopefully when that time comes and we're playing games, it's nothing I'm going to think of specifically, but it's just something I'm going to think of collectively and just be ready to play whoever we're playing.
How would you compare your mindset now to as when you came into the league as a rookie free agent back in 2006?
Although I've been, this is going on my 10th year now, it's similar in ways because I have the same. I've always had the same mindset of doing what I can to make the team better and make myself better at every opportunity. I don't care if it's blocking. Honestly, I don't care how many balls I catch, whatever the deal is. I'm just trying to do whatever will help this team be a better team, and that's always been my mindset. But I think you also understand, you know, more. You understand more as a player. You understand more of just how the locker room is, schemes, plays, defenses. You know, so you just know a lot more knowledge. But there's the same initial feeling going into every single preseason, every single game, every single practice, every single training, anything you do. And that's like, you know, just wanting to be your best help out anybody who you can help out that's around you.
How would you describe last year for you, where you were very productive in the beginning of the season, you suffered the lacerated kidney that put you on IR. How would you describe that season overall, your first as someone outside of the Dallas Cowboys?
At first, I felt like there was a transition process, you know? I mean, when you were so used to being at one place, same facility, same deal, same house, same everything, and you change it up a little bit. It was a little bit different, but I felt like I did a good job of getting a routine down. And honestly, I felt so healthy and great until I, you know, tried to jump over somebody on the sideline and end up, you know, lacerating my kidney. But, you know, I felt great physically and everything before that. But I feel like the transition now is a little bit easier because I've already experienced, you know, going somewhere and being in a new surrounding. And although it's a new surrounding, it's also a familiar surrounding because, you know, like I said, I'm from Jersey and you know, lived there for 21 years of my life, 30 right now. So, yeah.
Miles, feeling good physically?
Feel great, yeah.
Excellent. Miles, excited to have you on board. Miles Austin, the newest member of the Philadelphia Eagles, signed to a one-year deal on Tuesday. Thank you very much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.